in Alberta and BC, so had a lot of trouble in Yellowknife. Never any problems in Whitehorse. They ran quite well, but Yellowknife was another matter.
This was your, you were...
I'm vice president of the 6th District of the International Level. So there's 3 vice presidents in the International Association of Firefighters from Canada. So the Eastern Seaboard, basically, that's a 15th District. The 13th District is Ontario and Manitoba, and the rest of it, all the west and the territories, it's just part of the 6th District. I guess the Canadian locals have been long-standing members of the International Association of Firefighters. There's over 4,000 locals now, and I think you have got like Local 18 is one of the founding locals. That's Vancouver. So there's been one of those unions that is such a common bond between firefighters, and our conditions and circumstances are so similar that there's never been a problem with this. We've had this Canadian situation where they've been seeking local autonomy to any great degree. And the other thing is that it actually costs the international more. We pay the same dues as the U.S. So they've broken down. That means with our devalued dollar, we're paying less. There is probably a net loss to the U.S., our U.S. counterparts, but they've never really complained about that.
So you were the vice president for this?
I was a vice president. There were 16 vice presidents, a president, and a secretary of the International Association of Firefighters, representing about 180,000 firefighters across the United States and Canada. And I was representing Western Canada, that consisted of Saskatchewan, Alberta, BC, Yukon, and the Northwest Territories. About 80 locals, I guess.
When did you start?
I started representing firefighters locally with my local union in early 1960s, 1962 or 63 in Burnaby. And then I was on the executive board of the Provincial Association of Firefighters as a vice president for quite a number of years, and then I moved up to president of that organization, and then finally the vice president of the International Association. It wasn't a full-time position, it was part-time. And I was a full-time firefighter. Made the hours long, and I had to trade off a lot of my vacation time to make trips and to meet schedules and so on. So